Alfred.
Hi.
Can I help
you? Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. Okay, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Would you have a few minutes to participate now?
Well, depends. Go ahead and start.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Let me open this up real quick. All right. And that'll be English. Okay. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote on nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Okay, if you have already voted by absentee mail or invalid, you can indicate that as well. Okay, would that be I'm definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm
definitely
not at all likely to vote? Definitely. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote-by-mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary election on Tuesday, August 20?
In person.
Okay, would that be I will vote my polling place in election day, or would that be early in person at the designated early voting location?
No. It could be either one.
Okay, so either one, okay. All right, ma'am, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your main racial background? Would that be African American or Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Well, I'm white, but I am Hispanic.
Okay, we go with that. All right, ma'am, and what is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, please indicate that as well, okay? The first one will be Cindy Lerner. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
No opinion.
Okay, no opinion. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, my God, no. Bad.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Richard Prechnik.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, and Raquel Regalado.
I have to do more research on her, but at this point, I guess no opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Eddie Rojas, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levin Cava, Shlomo Dessinger, Alexandro Atola, Manny Seed, and Carlos Garin?
I have to do more research on the Republican side because I don't know much about any Republican, but I think
okay.
Daniela has done a good job. So far, I think I will go for her.
Okay, so be Daniela. All right, ma'am. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Living Cava?
Well, I probably be voting for her.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prechnik, or Cindy Lerner?
I have to do more research on them. Raquel Regalado is the one that's on this right here. She is doing something for our own park here.
But I am not
sold on her.
Oh, okay. So, Andy, if you had to lean towards, would you lean towards Regalado or Richard Prechnik or Cindy Lerner?
Can I say, no opinion at this time?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. If you had to choose today, which candidate would you lean towards? Would that be Raquel Regalado, Richard Prensnick, or Cindy Lerner? Or are you still undecided?
I'm still undecided.
Okay, no problem, Emma. Okay, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? Or it makes no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No difference.
No difference, okay. All right, ma'am, within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now you will now be asked just a short demographic question before we finish for qualification purposes only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be very or just somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate within, associate's 2-year degree, college graduate with bachelor's 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what is your national ancestry?
My national ancestry? What are
you talking about? You told me you were Hispanic, right? That's why they asked you this question. If you're Hispanic, where your family, comes from?
Well, my family actually, it's Italian on my mother's side and Dutch on my father's side, but they were both born in Panama. That's why I was raised in Panama.
Okay, so let me see if... Okay, okay, I got that one too. Okay, all right, ma'am. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English. Always speak English.
Married to an American guy.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.